Hello, hello. You're listening to Never Give Up, where giving up is not an option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones. Greetings and welcome back. We're so glad that you're listening in. We have with us in the studio today Cassandra. We had her to come on back because I said we kind of want your perspective a little bit on our topic, don't let your fire go out. Amen. I don't know if you're a believer in God, but sometimes, or just a person who is trying to walk in encouragement and not discouragement, but that sometimes we can begin our journeys and, you know, we don't feel the same. It's almost like you make that New Year's resolution and before, you know, March comes, you're already off track, right? It's almost like we lose our way. We lose our fire. I'm grateful that we do have the Holy Ghost. Jesus said that he would send us a comforter, a guide who would help us, right? And so fire does represent the presence of God, right? But I thank God for the Holy Ghost because the Bible tells us that, you know, we received power and authority, you know, to be able to tread upon the scorpions and the serpents and over all the power of the devil. And by no means, nothing can harm us. Now, the key is how do you not let the flame go out, the fire go out? And it's like you got to just keep adding a log. But what is that log? That log could be prayer. That you know, and for me, that when I often sometimes encourage people, I'm like throwing logs on my own fire, right? Because when you're in a helping mode, or you have a helping gift, let's say that, there's always people around that you got to help. And what happens if you don't stay connected to God, if you don't stay on fire, if you don't stay yielded in praying, it'll be very easy for your flames to trickle down to an ember, right? But one thing about an ember is that if you throw a log on, or you get your little, that staff stick, you know, and you stir up those logs a little bit, it gets the crackling all over again. And so me and Cassandra came on today to begin to get you crackling, right? Amen. Amen. We want you to feel that fire. And one thing about fire, Cassandra, is that it spreads, right?
Right.
It's catchy. It spreads. And I just, you know, I remember that song, I wish somebody's soul would catch on fire, burn with the Holy Ghost. And so, you know, sometimes we got to just stir that around. And so that's going to be our talk around the table today. And, you know, welcome. We welcome you, Cassandra.
Amen. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here. It's always a pleasure to be here. Never give up. Where giving up is not an option. I love that so much. I'll say that every time. Mm-hmm. And I love this topic today where you're right. We can't let that fire go out. Ooh-wee, it wants to fizzle out, don't it?
It wants to.
I mean, there's just so much when a day in the life will truly have you feeling like your fire's a little spark, and then by the end of the day, it could be a flame once again.
Once again.
And it's all about what you're putting into it,
that's
like you
right.
said.
That's
what
right.
You got to be stirring up that flame. You got to be throwing in a log. You got to be protecting it, you know, from the wind and truly making sure that you are sustaining it. So you got to sit next to the fire to really, you know, make sure it's not burning out. You got to keep your eyes on it to make sure it's not spreading out of control or any of the, you know, truthfully. Fire is always an interesting topic for me. I have a story I could share about a fire because I actually, back in 2020, was in a fire. Mm. I was in a house fire. An electrical house fire specifically, and I'll tell you the story. I was sleeping at home. My partner and I, we were up very late that night, he and I, and we were up late to the point where we were going to sleep like it, you know, near to the morning. To the point where my mom had called us and said, you know, she gets on very early morning, and she gets on the prayer line for her and her community. And so she said, why don't you guys, you know, you're already up late. Why don't you get on the prayer line? And so we hopped on the prayer line. And, you know, at that point, you know, it was late, so we put it on speaker and kind of just was listening in and letting the spirit take over, of course. And I'm not sure when or how, but at some point while we were on the prayer line, we fell asleep. And there's a certain point in that sleep that I started to hear crackling, glass breaking, the sounds of what sounded to me like somebody was coming through the window. That's wow. What they say. They say when you have an electrical fire, you'll hear the sounds of pops and the windows will break. Oh. Just something of the combustion of an electrical fire is a bit different from other sources, you know, of fire starting. So I heard this combustion. I heard glass breaking. It sounded like somebody was in the other room. So my partner, he jumps up and he goes and he checks it out. And right away, you could see on his face, he's like, oh, no. We got to get out of here. And I mean, from that moment he said that we got to get out of here, we probably had about 10 to 15 seconds to make it out of that home, or we would have been stuck from the smoke. I remember I was, you know, probably I didn't make the best decision. I was under pressure, but I tried to grab my phone and grab my computer that was sitting on the desk. I tried to wiggle some shoes on. And honestly, that was too much, because by the time I had made it to the hallway, I had to pass that specific room to make it to the door. And that room was bustling smoke, black smoke. But thank God we made it out of the house. So at that point, we had unfortunately left the keys in the house, so we couldn't really drive away. We just had to stand in front and watch the home. And I remember while we were standing outside watching the home, with the fire was kind of commencing, and It was so grateful to be outside of the house by that time. But we go to call 911, and I look down at my phone, and my phone still had the prayer line dialed in.
Wow.
The prayer line was dialed in, and, you know, it's something about that pre- I'm not sure what the technology was at the time. When it's a certain app you use where everybody can call in. It was one of the call-ins, not Zoom just yet back then.
No.
But everybody had called in. And so sometimes in those, when you're on the hold mode or you're waiting for something to start, or when something had just ended, there's like a sweet music that plays. It's kind of like elevator music. And so that music was what I had heard in my sleep, and that music was still playing by the time we had made it out the house. And, you know, I'll never forget just that feeling of, wow, God protected us in that fire. And, you know, for me, that stirred me up. That fire stirred me up quite literally. That fire gave me a new fire, because I had realized just how loving God was to have saved our lives in that intense way. I mean, any moment later, we would not have made it out in that same way. And really, that's what kills you first, they say, in fire. And it ain't even getting burned up. It's that smoke.
Yeah.
And there was such a thick black smoke. And I'm just so grateful we made it out. So when folks talk about fire, I truly think about how that fire saved me, how that fire gave me my spark. And never again can I just deny the goodness of God for how he worked that situation out.
So he'll bring that back to your remembrance.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about fire, that's what I think of. Specifically, too, what I had always connected that to is my pastor. He has a song that he always likes me to sing. He's a songwriter himself. He creates songs. And there's a song that has the lyrics of, "Don't you know that I was called? Don't you know that I was called?
By his name.
And the next line is, "Don't you know that I was birthed in his flame?"
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood, like, oh, what's that mean? Birthed in his flame, you know. but truly, I felt such a connection then again to that song where, Lord, look at us. We just came out of this fire. You saved our lives. And here I am in this moment where this fire occurs. My life has changed. I got to move. Now, you know, everything's changing around me. I truly felt like I was birthed in that flame where God had restored my spirit, restored his calling upon my life in that moment.
You got to make me shout.
Yeah, truly restored. And I felt like I was born again from the physical flame, but even that metaphorical flame of just having that fire in me. I mean, from then on, I've always just been so called, and I've always just felt like there was something I couldn't ignore. You know, God had been, you know, looking for me to follow his calling for a long time, but essentially that became the point where I couldn't look back. You know, when he saves your life, or whenever you have those near-death experiences, it'll do something to you, of course. Yeah. But for me, the connection of what that fire meant, just in relation to, like, the song that had been given to me a couple years before the fire, so what felt like the prophecy of being renewed and rebirthed in him, just the fact of that, the song or his protection through prayer being over... Being in that moment with us and walking with us out the house with that prayer still going. And so actually the prayers weren't going. Everybody was off the call and we were sleeping. It was just going. But essentially I know that that those prayers still going up were protecting us. And again, that flame, the thought of the fire, the thought of fires now in this state, a couple years later now, that flame has to be renewed. I still got to stay in his word. I still got to listen to things. I got to throw a log in and keep that fire strong because, I mean, there's just so much going on in life that tries to put it out. But essentially, that's what that burning sensation for the Lord and wanting to wanting his will to be done is what we have to continue off of. We have to keep the fire going.
There's so many things to try, and actually, it's free conference call.
It's that one.
But you're actually right, you know. And what I like about it is we get to be on fire, and then we get to spread it, we get to share it, you know. And so you're absolutely right. We have to maintain the flame, you know. And there's so many things that can come to try to blow out your flame, right? We have an enemy that's constantly sending strong winds to blow out your flame. To where I remember being at such a low place one time in life where I just thought I'd blow out my own light. I just try to blow out my own candle, you know. But it's funny because Matthew 5:14-16 says it this way. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, right? A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So, I mean, it's like that light comes with a responsibility, you know?
Right.
And so with that responsibility, you know, we're not, listen, if we don't want to hide. We don't want to hide the light. And we don't want pain and trauma to blow out our candles and to hide the light. And so we've got to be intentional about lighting it up, firing it up every single day. It's like if you wanted to run a marathon, you would have to train almost every day, just do a little bit every day, because it's conditioning your body. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and he sometimes allows struggles so that we can be conditioned, so that we can get stronger, you know. Not that we would blow out our candles. So that was definitely the wrong mindset for me to have, you know. But we have been designed to shine in dark places.
Right.
And that's what God wants us to stay strong, because he wants to be able to drop us in any environment and we still shine. You know what I'm saying? Amen. If he dropped me in a room full of discouraged people, it's not because he wants me to be discouraged. It's that he's praying that in that discouraged room, they're going to see some light. They're going to see some hope. They're going to see something emulating that can glorify God and to make people say, hey, I want what she has. Not because they're attracted to me, but because they see Christ in me. Amen?
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. What do you think?
Yeah, that reminds me of that truly when you think about, you know, I'm stumbling because I'm just thinking about just the depth of it, but it reminds me of the song by Chandler Moore where he says, "I want to be tried by fire."
Yes.
Purified. And it's funny because sometimes folks will say, well, what does that mean? You know, here again, another fire reference. And it's like, what does that mean? I want to be tried by fire. And really, when I looked it up, it simply means that our faith must be tested as if by fire. It must pass like the crucible when he was to test silver or gold by fire, because essentially that fire or that. It really grows our faith in a certain type of way. That trial even I went through of going through the fire, that's what gave me the fire, grew my faith in that way. And so essentially it's like when we go through these trials and tribulations, they're not supposed to be taken from us. They're really supposed to allow us Amen. To see more Amen. Of the goodness of God.
That's right.
It really should be building you up to understand that you are, you know, because God, I mean, look at it. You're still here. So obviously you made it through and God's there to bring us through it. But without the fire, without even being tested by the fire or having something happen and restoring your fire, any of those examples of it, it's like, how do you build that faith? If not to have the fire burning, that peace is the faith. And so that's just what it reminds me of essentially. And it seems like it's almost separate aspects of fire. One is to be tested by it. One is, I think, of what we're saying, to keep it going and keep the fire sustained. But essentially it means that, or what I can relate it to, is that something happens, you know? There is something that happens essentially that allows us to grow deeper in God.
Yes.
And that's the fire. Like, will you grow? Will your faith grow? Simmer out, or will it grow and become a blazing fire? Mm. That's really the scenario of it. Are you going to be a blazing fire for God, or will you allow your light and your faith to dim? And essentially, we cannot. We can't allow that fire to go out. We can't allow it to dim. We need that faith to truly be sustained.
Yes,
to be purified is what it says.
Wow.
I want to be tried by fire, purified. Lord, take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life.
Mm, mm, mm.
I mean, all of that goes hand in hand to really, this is the walk, you know? Lord, this is my faith.
Yes.
I want to burn for you.
Yes.
Only Woo. For you.
That's only the, you.
The,
yes.
the building up of that song. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, it's like we need that faith. We need to be growing in our faith at all times.
Yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
To really be molded into what God wants us to be. Don't let that fire burn out.
Yes, and I want to say too, please don't let us make it sound like it's easy, because it definitely isn't. You know, but it is takes work, and it takes focus. You know, and I love that song. It's one of my favorites. You know, you take whatever you desire, Lord. Here's my life. You know, clean my hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you. Like, that's like crazy talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's like when you read David said, oh, it's good that I was afflicted. You know, you're like,
right,
what?
Exactly.
What's good about afflictions, man? You know, of course, never while you're going through it. But what happens is it builds a conditioning, mm-hmm. and that we're going to meet God in it and through it. He's going to take us through it. You know what I'm saying? And hey, we're not alone, because he said he'll never leave us or forsake us, right? It's just so many points. When you just bring up that one topic, there's so many things that can come from that, you know? And I like 1 Peter. He said 1 Peter 1:6, greatly rejoice though now, for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And I feel like right now that you're at your most heaviest point. Somebody listening might be going through something severe. And I get it. But he says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's exactly what you're saying. You know, will our fire withstand the testing?
Right.
Hallelujah. And that's powerful. It definitely should draw us closer to God, because we can't do it without Him. It should not cause us to run away from God. And I think that's what sometimes the flesh response, that flight or fight response, is to run away from God and to hide, or to get the feeling like, you know, I gotta do this on my own. You know, we suffer in silence. No, you don't have to do it alone. And you're not the only one going through it, right? It feels like you're the only one on the earth, but there are people who can relate, you know, who have overcome and can help you through the process. Don't suffer in silence, you know? And so you have to be in a community. I mean, you cannot escape being in the community. You've got to be in a community of faith. You've got to be in a church, be in an assembly, be in an accountability group, whatever you call it, that is preaching the word of God, that is showing you and teaching you and equipping you. Hallelujah. A place where you can go and be transparent, that you can pray one for another. And so, and the enemy, or in trials or situations, it makes you want to run away from it, you know? Another great example of fire being tried and tested was Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they threw them in the fire. And they said, hey, turn the fire up 7 times hotter, you know? And what I love about it is the one who gave the command to throw them in the fire was the one who said, hey, didn't we just throw 3 men in? He said, but I see a 4th man, and he looks like the Son of God. And what I love about the story is that when those who were operating the fire burnt up, melted, you know, but the ones who are in the fire with Christ, right, representation of Christ, mm-hmm. They didn't even smell like smoke. Excuse me. Only God can take you through situations and you come out and you don't even smell like smoke. How many times do people say, I don't even look like what I've been through? Amen. That's God keeping them and refreshing them. Hallelujah. And so, you know, what do you do? How do you, you know, those listening, maintain, you know, your ability to withstand fire, to withstand circumstances of trouble or afflictions when they come? Stand. Hallelujah. So Cassandra, I just love that example of the fire, and, you know, how even when you begin to think about it, it causes you to run again.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, when I think back to the fire and I think of this topic we're speaking on today about the fire, truly the aspect of Jesus being there with you, just as you gave the example with the 3 men in the fire, and he saw the 4th, and that being God right there with them. It's like he's not going to bring you into this fire and burn you up and eat you alive and then, you know, turn to crisps. And it's not hell. Jesus is right there with you. You know, you're going through this for your refinement, and it must not go out. That's the thing about it. I was reading the scripture, Leviticus 6:12-13, mm-hmm. where it says that every morning the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out. And so when I think of that and I think about just that biblical aspect of fire burning, you know, it raises the understanding that God wants us to be, our souls to continue to burn for him. It's his desire for us to not let that fire within us that he places in us to go out. You know, if he's putting that fire in us, he's bringing us through trials to refine us, he's doing the work in us, don't let that go out. It's supposed to be a continuous thing. This walk with God is continuous. It's not something that's going to, it's not something, again, that you have to go through alone.
Amen. I tell you, I look at Isaiah 43, and he says, "But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, that he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, and thou art mine. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." And so that's good news.
Amen.
I mean, time has flown. We have 1 minute. But listen, I think, Cassandra, you said it as well, that God is with us. He doesn't leave us. He doesn't. When things get tough, you know how they say the tough get going? He doesn't get going. He stays right there. He said, "I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, and I'm in you." The third, you can look proud. The third person of the Godhead dwells on the inside of you. Sometimes he gets a bad rap because we don't always feel him, but he's there. Sometimes just because you don't feel a thing doesn't mean it's not real, doesn't mean it's not there, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. We don't see the air and we don't see the wind, but we definitely see the effects of it. Allow Jesus to affect your life, that you would walk in your destiny and in purpose that he has for you on this earth. If you're still unsettled about if God is real, maybe you still are atheists and you don't believe at all, I just want to say that nothing can come from nothing. That there is a maker. There is a God. If I didn't know anything about a watch, I would have to believe that there's a watchmaker. And that we have to believe that there is a creator who sent his son, Jesus Christ, who's the answer and the atonement for our sin. We encourage you to give him a try. And remember, even though you walk through the fire, you don't have to be burned when you walk with Jesus. You've been listening to Never Give Up, Where Giving Up Is Not an Option. I'm your host, Rochelle Jones. We thank Cassandra for being in the studio with us today as we, talk about this subject. Don't let the fire go out. We pray that you'll listen next Sunday. And God bless you. And remember that greatness is on the inside of you.